I want to talk with you today about messages from the soul, because the accessibility of your own deeper self, your soul, is greater now, and therefore it's of more importance that each one finds the way to attune to this, to the guidance, to the feelings, to the sense of rightness that comes from your soul, your divine self. These messages come to us not through the mind, although sometimes they can come in words. And I'm sure that many of you have on occasion heard words, phrases that have a sacred meaning that come to you from seemingly nowhere. They just appear in your mind and you hear certain words. So in some traditions, that may be considered a message from the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit works in the soul, and so the soul is not separate from that. It's the receiver of your divine being. How do we listen to messages from the soul? How do we hear this? The main aspect of how is by becoming quiet inside. And the greatest difficulty in becoming quiet inside has to do with the quieting of emotions and the thoughts that are created by emotions. So that's why many, if not most, spiritual traditions teach the practice of some kind of meditation, so that you can have a way, whatever the way might be, and there are so many, of becoming quiet inside. But you don't have to go into a formal kind of meditation at this time in our human collective history to hear the voice of your own soul. You can go for a walk and look around you at trees and sun and leaves and the path in front of you, and you can become still just by wanting to appreciate the larger reality that you're in, just by wanting to feel the belongingness with the things around you. That's also a way of becoming quiet inside. One way or the other, the importance of inner silence so that you can identify from the emotional cloud, and it is a cloud that covers your own soul's wisdom and messages, is an important practice for every day, because the planes of spirit and matter have become closer. And so what formerly was your soul somewhere else, up there, let's say we think of up, and your body down here, is no longer the case. These two aspects of being, your physically embodied self and your soul self, are coming closer and closer to joining. They're resonating vibrationally more with a similar frequency than they ever have before. You will not know this, though, unless there is a period of silence in you that lets you hear the messages that are coming to you. And as I said to begin with, these messages may be the wisdom that comes in words, a message of sacred intent that you've been hoping or waiting to hear, or they may be a sense of direction where the upwelling of your heart tells you to go in a certain direction, often with an accompanying feeling of joyfulness. That is, you think about doing something, or going somewhere, or meeting someone, or expanding your life in a particular way, and you feel a flooding to a greater or lesser degree of joyfulness. So that tells you that your joy is a sign that your soul is in correspondence, more so, with your embodied self. And that's how the messages come through. It can also happen that you're in a dilemma about deciding what to do, go in one direction or the other. And so instead of thinking, what shall I do, which way do I go? Stop thinking altogether. Stop thinking. Let your soul speak to you, not in words, but in your heart's feeling of what feels right. And again, the feeling of rightness may or may not come with a sense of joy. Sometimes rightness comes with a sense just of intent, that your embodied consciousness has a feeling, yes, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or this is what I'm meant to be doing. Sometimes it comes with a feeling of joyful expansion, but not all the time, but sometimes it does. So I would like to portray to you this picture that what prevents your everyday awareness from hearing the messages of your soul that have always been streaming towards you, what prevents that more than anything else is the absence of inner silence that's created by the cloud of emotionality that creates a focused intent, a focused attention to whatever you're feeling at the moment and the thoughts that the feelings are producing. So then you can't listen truly for what your inner being is telling you because you're caught up in the attention focus on what your momentary feelings are telling you is most important. So, in the way that feels most aligned with what's natural to you, that place of quiet needs to happen, and sometimes it has to happen with a deliberate intention to surrender. Surrender emotions. Surrender the entitlement to emotions. Let them go to God, and let the silence be what you hold on to. If you can do that for even a few minutes, you may learn something that you hadn't expected to learn because it doesn't come from the embodied, conscious, mental, emotional plane. It comes from your higher self. So the capacity to surrender is very important. Surrender the cloud. Let it go. Let it not be the focus of your attention. It's very important in creating inner silence. When you can commit yourself to a practice of silence on a regular basis, then the practice of silence opens up a road that becomes progressively more accessible to hearing and sensing your inner being. The road becomes wider because the practice focuses your attention in that direction more than in the direction of the momentary passing thoughts, emotions, events of the day. This is entirely up to you, where you are with this kind of commitment, whether you feel you can incorporate it into your life, whether it can play a central part in your life. But without the silence and the disconnect from whatever's passing through you, there's much less possibility of your soul's wisdom getting through to your conscious mind. So this is what I want to convey to you, that the planes of spirit and matter vibrationally are drawing closer in a very significant way, which means that for everybody who's embodied, the capacity to access your inner being, your divine knowing, your soul's wisdom has become greater because it's not operating on a different frequency in the same way with your brain functioning, with the cellular vibration of the physical matter of your body. These two parts of being that have been historically so different vibrationally are coming closer because they're being brought closer by the greater light that's present on the earth and in your body today. It's up to you what you can do with this new awakening potential. Let yourself surrender what you think is most important to what God thinks is most important. Let that be a prayer for each day. I surrender in this day what I think is most important to what God thinks is most important. That prayer will help you separate from the cloud that prevents you from gaining greater access to the messages of your soul. May all beings discover their own divine wisdom, their own divine knowledge, their own divine joy. May all come to know the oneness that exists in reality with their own holy self created by God. May this era of separation that we have lived through historically become replaced by an era of unity with each other and with the divine truth of who we are. Amen.